Well, hey, everyone, as we close out the show, we have got MT Wilson here, one of our counselors, because we have a great question from one of you. And even though this is from a specific listener about a specific really situation, probably near and dear to her heart, I feel like this is a collective question from Christian women everywhere. So, MT, I'm very glad you're here to address this question. Okay. Well, our listener says, is it possible and reasonable to hope that I'll ever meet a man who truly values purity and hasn't given himself to porn? I want to believe there's victory, that healing can happen, that men still want to fight and lead in this area, but I fear I'm becoming jaded as I've learned and seen the damaging effects of emotional, sexual, and spiritual impurity. I know we're all sexually broken and that God is bigger than all of this, but I'm wondering if settling and, Lord willing, forgiving, as God has so mercifully done for me, may be the calling.
Well, I appreciate the question, and my assumption is that she's jaded because she's already been hurt mm-hmm. by somebody. So that makes sense. So yes, purity is important, but finding someone who's pure is different than somebody who has standards because he values purity. Does that make sense? I mean, the Bible is clear in Romans that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So none of us attain purity, but we need to have standards because we value purity. That's what's important. It's becoming increasingly rare to find somebody who's never struggled with porn, as a guy especially, and probably increasingly with women too. But again, it's the standards that someone values purity. You know, as I heard her question, it reminded me of that Wild at Heart book where it talks about, you know, men want a battle to fight. And she's wanting to find a man who's willing to fight a battle in this regard, as well as she wants to be fought for. And so that sort of speaks to her heart too. So a couple of things. Number one, settling, never. Okay, it's almost like Winston Churchill, never, never, never give up, you know. Mm-hmm. We should never settle, but we always should forgive. That's true. Okay, forgiveness is important, partly, I mean, because God has forgiven us in light of that fact. But that's a thing between God and us. That doesn't mean that forgiving doesn't necessitate that we be in relationship with someone, close relationship, and it certainly doesn't necessitate or require marrying someone, right? Mm. So, yeah, we should forgive. But it doesn't require a relationship. And yes, I appreciate in her answer the fact that she has humility. Because when we have humility, we can see our own shortcomings and therefore not judge pridefully somebody else. Hmm. But to answer her question that I think she's asking, there are some practical considerations moving forward, looking for a potential marriage partner. Unfortunately, it's going to require boldly asking. If you get into a relationship with someone and it hasn't come up already naturally, there's a need to ask. And a couple of things about past integrity, present integrity, and future integrity. Number one, about past integrity, an open-ended question, something like, tell me to what extent this has been a part of your life. Notice it's not, have you, yes or no, because that's too easy to deny, but to ask an open-ended question. So, you know, some are going to be honest, some will minimize, some will deny. Can't do anything about that, but listen carefully to the answer that you get. Do you hear humility in his voice? Do you hear someone who's willing to take ownership of whatever has been the past? If there has been that past, is there learning and growth evidenced by what he's chosen to do moving forward? And is there a plan? Is he already working out a plan for what he's doing and going to do related to this issue? So with regard to present integrity, how big of a struggle is this now? Again, notice the open-ended question, okay? Does he respond with no awareness to say, well, I've moved past that? Probably in denial. Is there an awareness that it can happen again in the future, or if it never has, that it could happen? Well, there's humility there. Again, we're looking for the humility. And what about future integrity, okay? Regardless of what the past has been, what's the plan moving forward? Is there a safety plan if it really hadn't been that big of a deal? Or is there a recovery plan if it really has been a big deal? Okay, that intentionality matters. Are there voluntary boundaries and limits that are in place? Are there proactive choices? Does where he accessed things, has there been intentional choices about, does he have any accountability? Are there filters on phones or computers? Stuff like that. And then reactive boundaries. Okay, if it happens again, who am I going to tell? What am I going to tell him and when? Is there an accountability buddy, a support group? Is there some kind of a plan for what he's going to tell a girlfriend slash fiance slash spouse, right, moving forward. So these are all things just to think through. And then the last thing is, if she has a concern about a future relationship, that can always be an intentional conversation with a counselor in pre-engagement. Hmm. Not pre-marital, pre-engagement, mm-hmm. to be able to have a real conversation about that and to work it through.
Yeah. A friend of mine, having had a past struggle with pornography, said, I had to be willing to do whatever was necessary to address my sin and my patterns. And, you know, he wanted to kind of manage his own sin and his own issues. And he realized, no, I can't do that. I need all the help that I can get. And so a guy who's humble in recognizing that.
Right. And there's not a right way to address these issues. It's just the wrong way is to not deal with it.
Yeah. Good point. All right. Thanks, MT.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. That's it for this week's show. Make sure you check out our monthly sponsor this month, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, the updated version, and go to readevidencechapter.com to get a preview. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.